On a recent visit to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights in Winnipeg, I noticed that the stories about queer refugees were overwhelmingly positive. This didn't match some experiences I've read and heard about, so I decided to take a closer look. In the Canadian Journeys Gallery, there is an exhibit alcove called Who Gets In? Refugee Experiences at Canada's Gates. The exhibit includes a 3-minute video about Arsham Parsi, a gay Iranian who came to Canada as a refugee in 2006. The video tells Parsi's story of finding a new and happy life in Canada. Parsi was in grave danger in Iran because he was a queer community leader in a country where homosexuality is punishable by death. As Parsi speaks, we see images of violent confrontations. Parsi explains that when he arrived in Canada, he had help finding a place to live in Toronto and money for daily expenses. He talks about being reborn in Canada because he was able to live openly as a gay man. We see images of rainbow flags, pride festivities, and Parsi celebrating with his friends. Parsi's story is meant to make us feel proud of Canada. It's also meant to show us that Canada treats queers better than many other countries. That's what queer theorist Jasbir Puar refers to as homonationalism. By comparing Canada's queer human rights record to Iran's, the video makes Canada look progressive while portraying Iran as barbaric, a place where we're thankful we don't live. Homonationalism encourages queer people to feel lucky to be Canadian. We can overlook the reality that Canada has its own problems, particularly when it comes to racism and colonialism. Canadian exceptionalism is also at work in this video. Scholar Julian Awad suggests that Canada produces what he calls exceptional queer citizens to highlight its status as a world leader. Parsi's gayness shows that Canada is an open and progressive country. As someone who risked his life to help others and has settled easily into a Canadian way of life, Parsi is exactly the kind of refugee that Canada wants to showcase. While Parsi's story is one of triumph, I wonder, given what we know from other refugee experiences, if there is more that the museum could be saying. Queer people seeking asylum in Canada have reported experiences of discrimination and humiliation at the hands of the Canadian government. Researchers, including Edward Eugen Lee and Sherry Brotman, have written extensively about these experiences. We also know from support organizations and from refugees themselves that once people have refugee status in Canada, things don't necessarily get easier. Refugees often struggle to find housing, work, financial security, and community. Rather than the open arms greeting that the video describes, refugees routinely face racism in Canada. Parsi himself has said publicly that Canada is now making it harder for queer refugees to seek asylum here. But none of that is discussed at the museum. How much do we demand that refugees play the part of the happy migrant? Are we willing to hear stories that aren't so happy? Or do we insist that queer refugees be so grateful that they can't have any complaints about Canada? I don't doubt the story that Arsham Parsi tells. It seems clear that he is speaking from his heart. My concern is with the way the museum frames his story as the refugee experience, by neglecting to discuss any hardships that others in his position have faced. At the end of my visit, I had more questions than answers. I wonder, would it take away from the triumph over adversity story if visitors heard from refugees who have struggled with systemic racism, poverty, and isolation in Canada? Or might it give visitors reason to look at the ways that they might be complicit in this suffering and inspire people to change? The museum's exhibits are, after all, meant to be a call to action. I would love to see a video alongside Arsham Parsi's story that explores the complicated feelings that some queer refugees have about the struggles they face in Canada. Rather than temper the inspirational message of the exhibit, I think it would make it more impactful, maybe even more constructive, if visitors heard about a variety of queer refugee experiences.